It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
For many of us, baking soda is that orange box in the fridge, slightly open, that is used to absorb the odors. But David's going to share with us many more uses that have to do with beauty. All right, David, let's talk because, you know, I'm not going to use a box from the fridge, obviously. I'm going to have to get a fresh box.
It's probably the cheapest beauty tip or beauty product we can add to your arsenal. A lot of people have, obviously, as you mentioned, we use it in our fridge to absorb the odors and make it smell nice. But there's a lot of other tips we can use it for in beauty that a lot of people don't realize. And so let's jump to a couple just for hair, first of all. In hair, we all use styling aids every morning. We use hairspray, we use styling gel, pomades, whatever it is. This one's safe for even chemically treated hair. Take a little bit of baking soda, sprinkle it into your hand, and put an equal amount of shampoo, mix them together, and then wash your hair as normal. Just shampoo and rinse it out. The minute you do, the chemical reaction from the baking soda is going to remove that buildup from all those styling aids and conditioners and instantly give you more volume and manageability to your hair. You can do this a couple times a week as a hair clarifier. It's a trick a lot of the professional hairstylists do when working on a lot of celebrities, I can tell you. So it's just a quick, instant way to make your hair look more manageable and everything.
Oh, that's nice. Now, David, what if somebody has really dry hair like me? I don't even color my hair, and yet it's just naturally coarse, it's naturally dry. Is that something, can it over-clarify, or do you think it's still a good idea no matter what your hair type?
It will not over-clarify. If you use styling gels or styling aids or hairspray at all, you want to remove the buildup a couple times a week. Now, I'll jump to another one, though. You said you have dry hair. So some people with dry hair or some, you know, whatever your hair type is, some people don't want to wash it every day, especially if you have long hair. So there's something on the market called dry shampoo. But really all dry shampoo is baking soda. Sprinkle a little through your hair and then comb it through. You can even fluff it with a hair dryer, and it's going to remove the excess oil. And so just by fluffing it through your hair, just sprinkle a little bit in. It's the dry shampoos that you see on the market. Save the money and just use the baking soda.
Oh, I love that. Now, what about this whole trend towards baking soda toothpaste? A lot of those have chemicals that we don't want to use, correct? Did I jump ahead? Did you have that?
That's why I'm laughing. You jumped because I'm covering hair, and you jumped, but I'm going to jump with you because actually you just helped me tie it together. Watch this. Okay. You are exactly correct. When you brush your teeth, whatever the type toothpaste you use, as you said, some don't want to use, take your favorite toothpaste, but dip your toothbrush, wet it, dip it in the baking soda, and then just put on your favorite toothpaste. When you brush your teeth, the baking soda will act as a little bit of a light abrasive and help whiten the teeth, freshen breath, and give you a cleaner brushing than any time you've ever had, anything you've done. So while you can buy toothpaste with baking soda in it, this way you're putting a little more in it and getting the most out of it. I'll give you another tip, is take your toothbrush itself and soak it in a bowl of water with baking soda overnight. It's going to help get rid of the bacteria buildup and clean that toothbrush. Now, I told you I'm going to tie that back to hair. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Here's the link. Okay, it's a little much of a reach, but we'll go with it anyway. Since we talked about how to clean your toothbrush, let's jump back to hair and clean the combs and brushes as well. Same thing. You have a buildup there from just when you style your hair. You have a buildup just like we talked about removing it from your hair. So do the same thing. Make a bowl of warm water with a little bit of baking soda. I'm going to say maybe 3 tablespoons in it. And then just mix it up a little and then soak your brushes and combs in it. It's not going to ruin the brushes or anything. It's going to chemically react and help remove that buildup. So obviously if you're remove it from your hair, you don't want to use a comb or brush with all these chemicals in it. So clean your styling brushes and with baking soda and water, and clean your toothbrush so when you brush your teeth, it's a great additive to toothpaste. Pretty cool.
Oh, I love that. All right, so we've got hair, we've got teeth. What about skin? Is there any uses for your skin?
Not a one that I can... Oh, wait. Who would have thought you'd bring that up? Okay. First of all, it's a great gentle facial exfoliant. In other words, in the palm of your hand, take a little bit of the baking soda and mix it with your favorite cleanser. By mixing the two together and then applying it to the face, the baking soda is a very small particle, so it'll gently exfoliate and it'll get rid of the top layer of dead skin cells. As we age, the cell turnover rate slows down. So it's a great way to do it, even if you have sensitive skin or mature skin and you just looking for something gentle, not the harsh crushed walnut or crushed almonds. Another one, if you do have rough skin, and I'm talking more the elbows, knees, your heels, what can you do? Well, take a lot of baking soda in the palm of your hand and mix just, I'm going to say, a little bit of water to it. I'm going to say maybe 3 times the amount of baking soda to the amount of water you do. It's going to make a very thick paste. Now, rub that over your elbows, your knees, your heels, and that paste is actually a very heavy exfoliator, and then rinse it away. The chemical reaction will help clean away, while the particle or the particulates of it will help massage away the dead skin cells, and you're going to have smooth heels, smooth elbows in no time. Now, I'm going to give you one more tip with dealing with the skin. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Next time you shave your legs, take a little bit of baking soda and just a little bit of water. Okay, yeah, have you gotten the following? Everything's baking soda and water. Take a little bit of baking soda and water, rub it over your legs, and then just let it just drip off, and then apply your shave cream. What it's going to do is help remove any impurities. It's going to help clean the skin, but it's also going to help remove excess oil that can clog the razor. You're actually going to have less nicks, and you're going to have the closest shave possible. So it's a great pre-shave. Great for men too. So a little bit of baking soda with a little bit of water is going to help give you a close shave for your legs.
All right. Now, I was recently reading about helping acne, and not only acne, David, but helping clear the spot that's left behind. So rather than using those dark spot removers with hydroquinone. Have you heard of that? Because there seems to be quite a bit of information out there about baking soda for acne and clearing up dark spots.
Well, two separate issues, two separate skin conditions.
Sure.
And one you mentioned, hydroquinone. Hydroquinone is a dangerous chemical. I never work with it. It's one I avoid. There's only 2 countries in the world that allow it because it's so toxic, and we happen to be one of them. It's a great skin lightener, but it's so dangerous, I stay away from it. There's so many other alternatives. I just have a real problem with it. But let me jump real quick to the acne side. Mixing the baking soda with a little bit of water, or again, with your favorite cleanser when you cleanse your skin, definitely is going to help with acne, because acne, you have a couple issues with acne. One is clogged pores. So men shaving, if a hair gets caught, you can create problems. If you don't clean your skin enough and your skin pores get clogged, bacteria forms, and that's really what's causing the acne. So one, you want to soften the skin to help allow the pores to open up and clean it out. But number two, the baking soda is going to help kill that bacteria. So by using it in your favorite skin cleanser and then rinsing it away, you're helping clarify the skin, open up the pores, getting rid of the dirt that causes the impurities, softening the skin, and you're definitely going to see some clearing of the acne. Now, jumping over to the next part, you said removing dark spots, and I'm assuming you mean more from leftover acne or something, and I'm thinking more age spots as we get older. I've not seen enough science to tell you here's a miracle cure-all. I've seen other things work. So may it help exfoliate a little bit? Okay. Will it help block the enzyme production that creates that color spot? I'm not aware of that. So I'm not opposed to trying it, but at this point I have not seen enough science on it for working on age spots. However, working with acne and clearing that up, that I do agree. So I'd say one is probably, I'm going to go with, is more of a myth.
But well, let's talk about so much that baking soda can do. It's pretty incredible.
It is amazing for such an inexpensive ingredient. You could package it many ways and they could change the price. But yes, it can be used from head to toe. It's not just for cooking. It's great for beauty. Here's another great one. Use it when scrubbing your nails or toenails just by dipping in your nail brush in the baking soda. Just wet it and then dip it in, and it'll help soften the cuticles, it'll help whiten the nails, and just keep everything clean. And so it's, now we've talked about how to use it literally from head to toe. So next time you go shopping,
right,
Pick up a couple extra boxes of baking soda, and now you've got all kinds of tips and uses of how to boost your beauty regimen with just an inexpensive additive that you find around the house that's natural and safe, because as I know, you and I both are all about safe beauty. So I appreciate going through all these tips. There's a lot there. We probably have a few more for next time. So I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.